the church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
然后有时候我们会有一个刚好颠倒的观念啊。
Sometimes we have an inverted theory.
我们讲说哇，教会就是一个殿。
And we think that the church is a temple.
真理就是支撑教会的柱子啊。
And we say that the truth are the pillars that hold the church.
所以有十大信条撑起了神的教会啊。
So we say that there are 10 basic beliefs that becomes a pillar of the church.
想法很美。
It is a good thinking.
观念错误。
But it's a wrong theory.
刚好颠倒。
It is an inverted theory.
圣经里面啊，说保罗说教会是真理的柱子跟根基啊，你再想一想哦。
So the Bible says that the church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
所以到底是谁在支撑谁
？So who is supporting who？
谁是支柱
？Who is the pillar？
谁是根基
？Who is the foundation？
不是真理哦，是教会哦。
So it is the church.
所以不是真理支撑教会啊。
So it is not the truth that support the church.
而是教会为真理而存在啊。
But the church exists because of
教会是为了真理来存在的。
So the church exists for the truth.
啊，为什么这个很重要
？Why is that important？
你想想哈，如果你颠倒一下哈。
So if we invert the theory，
十大信条是十根柱子。
So the ten basic beliefs refers to the ten pillars，
支撑真耶稣教会的存在。
And it sustains the existence of the true Jesus Church。
你拿掉一根
，if we take away one of the pillar，
会不会倒？
Will the church collapse?
不会倒。
It will not collapse.
你觉得说，哎，没有关系啊，拿掉一根，再拿两根，没关系啊。
So we can take away multiple pillars, and the church still will not collapse.
所以啊，有时候啊，如果你把教会当成中心
，But if we regard the church as a center,
真理只是来支援、来支持的哦。
So the truth is to sustain the church.
你会失去那个些重要性的观念，你会失去哦。
Then we will lose some of the very important theory.
啊，但是你把它颠倒过来啊，这是照圣经上所讲的哦。
So if we invert it and according to the Bible,
教会的存在是支撑真理的。
So the existence of the church is to support the truth.
那今天如果没有真理
，today without the truth,
你教会没有存在的必要了。
Then the church need not have to exist.
你只要拿走一样
，if you take away one of the truth,
你就不是教会了，就不是教会了。
Then you are no longer the church.
哦，所以这个观念是我们必须要建立的。
So this is a concept that we need to establish.
教会存在唯一的原因。
So the church exists solely for a purpose.
就是因为有真理。
Because of the existence of truth.
只要更改了真理。
Once we change the truth.
就算是同样这个建筑。
Even though it is the same chapel.
就算是同样这些信徒。
Even if it is the same congregation.
只要更改了真理，这个就已经不是教会，失去教会的本质了。
Once you change the truth, you have changed the very nature of the church.
好，所以在这里第二个讲到说，教会是神的家。
Which is the second we talk about the church being the family.
啊，这里就是讲到信徒当中的一种关系啦。
So it talks about the relationship between brethren.
啊，说在教会里面我们要像一家人一样。
So in the church we should be like a family.
啊，第三个讲到教会是神的殿啦。
Third we talk about the church being the temple of God.
哦，是敬拜的场所。
It is a place where people worship.
啊，是来见主的地方啊。
It is a place where people come and seek the Lord.
啊，在出埃及记里面讲哦。
So in the book of Exodus is mentioned.
要不要翻来啊？出埃及记里面讲说啊，他们支搭帐幕啊。
So in the book of Exodus is talk about the Israelites setting up the tents.
啊，他特别讲到摩西在帐幕当中见神啊。
And it says that Moses see God in the tent.
见到神，求问神。
He see God and he.And he asked of the Lord.
啊，然后得到答案，再回来告诉以色列百姓。
And he received the answer, and he came out and talked to the Israelites.
好，所以神的殿是见神的地方。
So the church, the temple of God, is where people look for God.
不是看人的地方啊。
It is not a place where we look for another person.
啊，要记得啊，教会不是社会啊。
And we have to know that the church is not a society.
哦，我们是来见神，而不是来聊天的。
So we come before to seek for the Lord, not to come and interact with others.
有时候你到某些你到 有的地方教会哦。
So sometimes maybe we go to
我们教会啊。
So we go to our local church.
你到爱餐的时候去听听看他们在讲什么。
So when we go to during the meal times, we can listen to the conversation between brethren.
讲政治。
They talk about politics.
讲股票。
They talk about shares.
哦，讲房地产。
They talk about properties values.
能不能讲这些
？Can they talk about all these matters?
看墓地。
It
看你的不是看。不是看坟墓那个墓地， 看你讲这些的目的是什么。
So what is the goal of talking about all these topics？
如果你是在找机会做生意的话
，If you are looking for opportunity to have business，
你不是来到神的殿哦，你搞错地方啦。
Then you have not come into the temple of God. You have looked for the wrong place。
但是有些人不一样哦。
But for some it is different。
从讲经济，最近经济不好。
So from talking about the financial status, the economic。
生活不稳定
，and we talk about instability of life，
更要靠神啊，有啊有啊有啊
，so we should all the more rely on God
啊，要讲政治
，and some talk about politics，、
啊、政治不稳
，and the instability of politics，
人是不可靠的
，and we talk about we should not rely on man，
只有天上的神是不改变的
，because only God in heaven will never change，
能不能讲其实可以讲的
，so we can talk about all these things，
但是讲的目的是什么
？But we have to understand what are the goals of speaking.
你是来教会找朋友骂政府的吗？
Do you come to church to talk to scold the government？
还是你是来这里认识神、寻找救恩的机会呢
？Or do you come to church to look sick after the salvation？
那、啊、所以有时候啊，你看啊，那个有的信徒啊，聚会的时候啊，一副这样奄奄一息哦。
So sometimes we come see the brethren when they come to church, it looks as though they are drawing their last breath。
哇，但是啊，那个一钟一打，聚会一结束，生龙活虎啊。
But when the sermon has ended, it seems that they are just like a tiger.
哇，一到了那个爱听的时候，哇，一个比一个大声啊。
So when they start to have their meal, they speak louder than another.
哇，那什么都讲啊。
So they talk about everything.
啊，所以有时候啊，教会到底是来干嘛的哦
？So we have to ponder why do we go to church for?
这里说它是神的殿呐、啊。
Here says that it is the temple of God.
是永在天国的门邑呀、啊。
So it is the heavenly king, it is the door to the heavenly kingdom.
啊，第四个讲到说它是圣灵的居所哦。
Next, talk about the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以啊，在神的家中一定有神的灵。
So we know that in the house of God there will exist the Holy Spirit.
啊，在神的家中一定要被神的灵所充满。
So in the house of God we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，成为一个很和谐有圣灵运行的团体。
To become a congregation that is harmonious, that is having the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
啊，并且有圣灵引导脚步哦。
And using the Holy Spirit to guide our footsteps.
啊，第五个。讲到说我们是基督的心腹教会是基督的心腹啊。
And we talk about the church being the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，既然是心腹啊，我们就要装饰整齐哦。
Since we are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to adorn ourselves.
哦，所以我们的责任是建立起神的家，
so,
神的殿。
Our responsibility is to build up this temple of God.
使这个教会能够装饰整齐，得见耶稣啊。
So that this church can adorn herself and be ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，既然是新娘啊。
Since the church is a bride.
啊，就要美一点嘛。
So the bride has to adorn herself beautifully.
啊，不管是从教会的立场来说。
Whether it is from the perspective of the church.
还是从个人的信仰来说。
Or from the perspective of the faith of the individual.
我们都要成为一个漂亮的新娘子啊。
We have to present ourselves as a beautiful bride before the Lord.
很少看到那个新娘子哦，在结婚那一天不漂亮的啊。
Seldom you see that the bride on the day of a marriage is not beautiful.
啊，我是有看过比较诡异的，比较奇怪的一次哦。
So I have witnessed once when the bride is adorned herself very weird.
就是这里啊，在伯恩教会。
That happens to be in Bourbon Park, Bourbon Park Church.
啊，那是我遇过最有趣的一次婚礼啊。
So it is an interesting marriage.
啊，那个新娘子啊，穿着布鞋就进来了。穿的那是、oh, 那个走那个 aisle 啊，穿布鞋啊。
So that they the bride is wearing a sneaker walking down the aisle.
啊，这么婚礼一结束哦。
So once the ceremony has ended.
我还记得我站在那个篮球场那边啊。
I remember standing at the basketball court.
我看到一个女生这样子跑过去啊。
I saw a sister just ran past.
穿拖鞋哦。
She was wearing slippers.、
啊、穿那种半短裤啊，七分裤哦。
And she was wearing a capri.
我再一看啊，哇，新娘子啊。
So when I take a look, and she's actually the bride.
哇，那个真的是很特别的一个婚礼啊。
So it is a very unique marriage
ceremony. 但是啊， ceremony. 通常正常的婚礼是不会这样子的。
But usually the marriage ceremony would not be as such.
一定是把自己弄得很美啊，因为是最美丽的一天啊。
Because the bride will adorn herself very beautifully.
啊，所以我们既然是新妇啊
，Since we are the bride.
啊，我们就要呈现最美的一面给我们的主耶稣看啊。
We have to present the best part of our life before the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这是五个比喻，代表我们跟主耶稣。应该要有的关系。
So these are the five analogy that we have to the relationship we have to establish between us.
好，那我们来看啊，以弗所书第一章哦。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter one.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter one.
以弗所书第一章的第二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22。
二十二节。
Verse 22。
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。23。
23。
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。好，而我们刚有讲到说啊，那个人跟教会跟神的关系，就是原就是头与身体的关系啊。
Just like we mentioned, the relationship between the church and Christ is that of a head and a body.
好，所以啊，既然耶稣基督是我们的头
，Since the Lord Jesus Christ is our head,
那我们就要按照这个头的旨意来行啊。
Then we have to follow the instructions given to us by the head.
我们就要尊重这个头的主权哦。
So we have to respect the authority of the head.
哦，就是我们刚刚讲啊，头叫你做什么，你就会去做啊。
Just like we mentioned that when the head issue a command, the body will follow.
哦，头叫手举起来，他就举起来。
So when the body command, when the head command the body to lift up the hand, the head will lift up.
这是他意志的贯穿。
So this is being carried out with just a thought.
哦，所以啊，我们今天呢、啊、是基督的身体。
Today we are the body of Christ.
请问一下，你知道耶稣基督的意志是什么吗
？Do we know what?What is the thought? What is the thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ?
神要教会做什么
？So what did, what does God want us to do?
神要信徒做什么
？What does God want the members to do?
最重要的是神要你做什么啊
？What does God want us to do?
我们都讲过啊，在约翰福音的时候啊
，We already mentioned in the book of John.
有个门，两个门徒一直跟着耶稣，一直走，一直走，一直走啊。
So there are two disciples that's following after the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣转过头说：“你要干什么
？”So the Lord Jesus Christ turned his head and asked, "What do you want?
你跟着我干什么
？What do you want?From me.
你到底想要怎么样
？What do you want from me?
你到底要从我这里得到什么
？What do you want to gain from me?
那这个是要逼那些门徒仔细去思考自己跟随的价值啊。
So he's trying to force the disciple to think about why do they want to follow after the Lord
Jesus Christ. 我们今天跟耶稣也是一样啊。
Today when we follow the Jesus Christ is likewise.
不是这样傻傻的跟，傻傻的信啊，不行啊。
So we don't follow the Lord Jesus Christ absentmindedly.
而必须要仔细去思考。
So we have to ponder.
我今天到底为什么信耶稣
？So what is the reason for us to believe in the Lord
Jesus Christ？ 我今天信仰追求的目标是什么
？So what is the goal to pursue in our faith？
我今天付出一切努力，想要得到的是什么价值
？So today I have put forth my hard work. What do I want to gain in return？
有一个很重要的问题，我们每个人都要问自己啊。
So this is an important question that each of us must ask ourselves.
请问一下，神在你生命当中为你所预备的。预备的意志哦，他为你所预备的要求是什么
？So what is the request that God has put in you, that required of you？
你知道吗
？Do you know？
你清楚吗
？Do you understand？
你开始执行了吗
？Have you started to execute？
因为到最后人生有没有价值，全看这一点啊。
Because at the end of our life, whether it is of value, it is based on that.
你今天做了很多。
Even though today we have done a lot,
很努力，很努力生活。
And we have strived in our life.
但是你从来不知道神为什么要让你来到世界。
But we do not know what is the reason for us to live in this world.
更不知道神为你存在的，神让你存在的意义是什么。
And we do not know what is the reason that we exist in this world.
虽然你也活着。
Even though you live,
你也读书。
And you study.
你很会考试。
And you also take exams.
你有好的工作。
And you have a work.
太太漂亮，小孩可爱。
And you have a beautiful wife and a beautiful children.
到最后啊，那个丧礼也不错。
And in the end, the funeral is also well, is also pretty good.
上等棺材，玫瑰缸。
So it is a rosewood coffin.
但是到最后你，当你要面对神的时候啊。
But in the end, when we stand before the Lord.
要交账的时候啊。
When it's supposed for you to take an account.
神跟你讲说，交账，交账，交账啊。
So when God asks you for an account.
左看右看，两口袋空空啊。
So when you look around and you come empty-handed.
我们今天哦，自己去想一想哦。
So today we have to ponder.
如果今天我们要面对人生的最后一天、啊、
So today we are going to face the last day of our life.
哇，站在那个高高的宝座之前。
And we stand before the throne.
哇，信你一辈子，终于看到你了。
So I have believed in you for my whole life, and finally I get a chance to
look at you. 有时候我在想啊，主耶稣会第一句话跟我们讲什么、啊、
？So I wonder sometime what would the Lord Jesus Christ speak, say to us?
他可能、哦、第一句要问哦，问我们啊。
So his first question maybe.
你带什么来呀、啊、
？What have you brought？
啊，去看你去看朋友，总要带东西的嘛。
Since you if you go to visit someone, you always bring a gift、
啊。主耶稣说啊，你带什么来呀、啊、
？So the Lord Jesus Christ may ask you, what have you brought？
你活了一个怎么样的人生啊
？How did you lead your life？
你自己讲讲你人生的价值在哪里
？Can you explain to me what is the value of your life？
我在想说，我站在那个。我站在主耶稣面前，我要怎么回答
？So I'm imagining myself standing before the Lord Jesus Christ and wondering how do I answer this question.
我有什么是可以呈现给他看的？
What is it that I can present it before the Lord Jesus
Christ? 我们这里大部分都是老信徒哦。
So most of us sitting here are old members.
哦，所以啊，我想不会有人讲房子、车子、银行账号哦，应该不会了啊。
So I believe none of you will present how many houses you have or how much money you have in your account.
但是我们今天真的要想一想哦。
But today we need to ponder.
我的一生到底有什么是可以给神看的？
So in my whole life, what is it that I can present before the Lord Jesus Christ?
并且让他感到很满意的。
And to the point that the Lord Jesus Christ is satisfied with what we have presented.
你看那个小朋友哦，
if you look at the little kid,
献宝哦，很喜欢有东西都要献一下给人家看哦。
So whenever they have a little things, they want to present it before their parents.
我们有什么东西啊，会让你很 exciting, 很等不及啊，主耶稣，你看，你看，我做这个啊。
So
有什么啊
？So what do we have that we are very excited and present it before the Lord Jesus Christ?
啊，我女儿很喜欢画画。
So my daughter likes to draw.
所以每天画啊，每天都拿来给我看啊。
So every day she will draw something and present it to me.
很得意啊，爸爸，你看我画你啊。
And she's very proud of her drawing and she presented to me and said, "Look at my drawing."
怎么有四只脚呢？啊。
So I look at it. It has four legs.
啊，但是啊，我们怎么说
？And how? What do we say?
你看她这么兴奋。
And you see that how happy she is.
你看她这么高兴，这么得意，爸爸，你看。
And you see how happy she is, how proud she present her work.
啊，做父亲的那个心都融。
So as a father, my heart will melt.
一定是抱着她说你最棒啊。
I will hug her and say you're the best.
哎，想一想，我们今天希望主耶稣抱着我们说你好棒哦。
So today we stand before the Lord, we want the Lord to hug us and say you're the best.
你是让我最得意的孩子啊。
So you're my child that I love the most.
你是我的 pride 啊，你是我的骄傲啊。
So you're the pride of my life.
请问啊，有什么可以给他看一下？
So in actuality, what can we present before the Lord?
你要去寻找到主耶稣在你生命当中为你预备所安排的旨意。
So we have to understand and know what is the Lord has for us in our life.
然后用我们的一辈子
and use our whole life
来达到让他满意。
And use our whole life to work towards his goal, until he is satisfied.
哦，所以基督为元首，哦。
So the Lord Jesus Christ as the head.
啊，我们继续往下看哦。既然教会是身体啊
，So as we continue, since the church is the body of Christ.
啊，作为身体，有资格成为身体，是有一些要求的。
So in order to qualify to be the body of Christ, there are certain criteria.
我们来看一下以弗所书第一章哈
，Ephesians chapter one,
第三节
，verse three.
第三节说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐我们天上各样属灵的福气。第四节
Verse four.
就如神在创立世界以前在基督里拣选我们。好，所以在这里啊，你要成为身体的第一个要求哦。
So here it talks about what is the criteria to be the body of Christ.
就是你要蒙拣选啊。
That you have to be chosen.
好，如果没有蒙拣选啊，对不起啊，你再努力都不会成为身体啊。
So if you are not chosen, no matter how hard you try, we cannot become the children of God.
就像说啊，你不是我太太生的哦，你再怎么努力也不会变成我的孩子啊。
Just like what, even though no matter how hard you work, if you are not the child of my wife, you are still not my child.
啊，为什么？因为你不是我所拣选的。
Why is it so? Because you are not chosen by me.
哦，所以第一个，今天有资格成为教会。
So today the first criteria to be qualified as the body of Christ.
不是因为我们有什么好。
Not that because we are very good.
而是说因为这是神拣选的恩典啊。
Because it is a grace that God has chosen us.
哦，所以啊，拣选的，所以啊，做基督徒第一个就是哦，你是拣选的，被拣啊，不是被拣来，被拣选来的啊。
So as a Christian, we are chosen by God.
路加福音里面讲到一个比喻哦。
So in the book of Luke, it talks about parable.
我们都知道那个无花果树的比喻吧。
It talks about the parable of the fig tree.
他说有一棵无花果种在哪里
？So there's a fig tree. Where is it planted?
种在哪里？
Where is it planted?
种在哪里？种在垃圾堆里吗？种在哪里？乱讲。无花果种在哪里？葡萄园里面。这句话有没有很奇怪
？So a fig tree is planted in a vineyard.
有时候我们读圣经读很快，都不去想哦。
So sometimes we read the Bible too fast and we don't ponder about it.
哎，无花果种葡萄园啊，有什么奇怪的
？So why is it a fig tree is being planted in a vineyard and what's so strange about it？
我告诉你，无花果种在葡萄园里面是整本圣经最重要的一个奥秘啊。
So I tell you, when a fig tree is being planted in a vineyard is one of the greatest mystery in the Bible.
这叫做得救的恩典啊。
It is called the grace of salvation.
无花果 是很便宜，没有价值的。
The fig tree is something that is very cheap and is of no value.
哦，所以啊，他们其实是路边乱丢乱长啊。
So the fig tree can grow everywhere.
然后所以你看，他主耶稣走过啊，摘下来就吃啊。
So we see that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he walked, he just pick the fig off the
tree. 结果没有找到了。
But he did not find the figs.
啊，有些人就讲说，哦，主耶稣想偷东西。
Some say that the Lord Jesus Christ is a thief.
如果一个人用这种态度来读圣经啊，不要读了，没有用的啦。
So if you look at the Bible in this attitude, then forget about reading the Bible.
啊，主耶稣为什么可以这样子？哎，那路边自己长出来的、啊。
So why is it that the Lord Jesus Christ can pick figs off the fig tree? Because
this fig
tree is grown by the roadside. 因为在那个年代，
在那个地方，无花果是完全不值钱的。
Because during that period of time,the value of fig is worthless.
葡萄就完全不一样了。
But on the other hand, wine is different.
葡萄是啊 ，grape 啊，葡萄是高经济价值的作物。
Because during that time, grape is of a very high value.
即使到今天，它还是属于比较贵的水果哈、哦。
Even up to today, grape is considered a very expensive crop.
哦，所以啊，在当代一定是最好的地拿来种葡萄啊。
So during that period of time, the most expensive piece of land will be used to grow wine.
旁边还要给它加上篱笆，免得啊那个葡萄啊被那个野兽踩过去把它踩坏了。
So on the side they will erect fence so that you can prevent the animals from going into the vineyard.
但是主耶稣说，无花果被种在葡萄园里面。
So but the Lord Jesus Christ says that have the fig tree being planted in the vineyard.
你听了没有反应？
After you listen it, you have no, there's no emotion from you.
犹太人一听就跳起来了。
But if the Jew were to listen to this, they will just jump up.
真浪费啊！怎么把无花果种到葡萄园里去了呢
？They will deem that it is a waste because why do you plant a fig tree in the vineyard?
赶快砍了扔出去吧。
You should just chop it off and throw it out.
什么叫恩典？
So what is grace?
有些人常讲没有啊，我都没有恩典啊。
And what is grace? Somebody, maybe some of us just say we do not have any grace.
信耶稣信到今天还是这个样子而已啊。
So I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ even up to today. This is the standard of my faith.
信仰最大的恩典是什么？
What is the greatest grace in our faith?
就是不配的无花果被种在葡萄园里面。
It means that this fig tree which is not worthy but is being planted in the vineyard.
就是不配的你跟我蒙拣选得到今天的救恩。
Which means that you and I, who is not worthy, but we are chosen to be in the salvation of God.
哦，所以今天要成为教会，要成为信徒啊。
So today to become the members of Christ and to become the body of Christ.
啊，第一个就是要蒙拣选哦。
We need to be chosen.
啊，第二呢
？To the second point.
我们看第四节哦。
We read verse 4.
啊，第七节哦。
Verse 7.
啊，第七节说，我们借着这个爱子的血。得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。好，那第一个叫做蒙拣选，第一个叫做得赦罪啊。
So second, we have the redemption through His blood.
那所以啊，我们今天啊被神拣选之后，你要接受救恩的洗礼啊。
So today, after we have been chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to receive the baptism for the remission of sin.
一个信徒。最重要人生最重要的一刻是什么时候
？So towards a Christian, what is the pinnacle of his faith?
啊，我们来问一下啊，你觉得信仰的路上最重要的一刻在哪里
？So if we ponder in our journey of faith, which is the pinnacle of our faith?
受洗最重要。So, 有人会讲说得圣灵哦，其实不是哦，不是哦。
So baptism is the height of our faith.
有人说看神迹啊，千万不要。有的人一辈子没看过神迹啊，啊不看异象啊，有人一辈子没看过异象啊。
So some say that we are having vision, but for some members we do not see vision.
有人觉得说、啊、信仰最重要的、啊、就是得圣灵啊，有体验啊，看神迹啦、啊，得异象啦、啊。啊、就是这些东西啊。
For some, they reckon that the peak of their faith is to receive the Holy Spirit to see vision and to experience God.
其实不对哦。
It is not.
一个信徒最重要的就是受洗的那一刻。
So the crux of the faithful member is that to get baptized.
因为受洗使你成为一个不一样的人。
Because upon baptism, it makes us into a different person.
哦，让你从一个黑暗的国度进入一个新的国度。
It allows us to go into ain the kingdom of light from a kingdom of darkness.
啊，如果你得圣灵
，once you receive the Holy Spirit，
但是你一辈子不洗礼
，but if you do not get baptized，
你一样不会进天国，不会进天国。
We will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
哦，啊，你如果、啊、有洗礼
，if you have received the Holy Spirit， if you have received baptism，
但是你一辈子没有看过异象
，but you have not seen vision for the rest of your life，
没问题啊，一样进天国、啊。
It doesn't matter because you still can enter into the kingdom of God.
因为信仰不在于神迹、奇事、异象、异梦哦，不是哦。
So Because our faith doesn't rely on all this vision, miracle, signs and wonder.
啊，信仰的关键在于受洗，认识道理，得救进天国。
The crux of our faith is to be baptized and to understand the truth.
哦，所以第二个说，你有资格成为教会，因为你蒙赦罪，有接受洗礼啊。
So the reason that we become the body of Christ is because we have the redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin through baptism.
那再继续往下看啊。
If you continue to read,
哇，跳了一个啊，我跳了一个啊，没关系啊，哦，所以啊，在这里啊，我们再看回来以弗所书第一章哦。
So we continue to read Ephesians chapter one.
以弗所哦，刚刚成圣节在第四节哈，成圣节哈。
So it says without blame is in verse four.
啊，第四节说啊，拣选我们，然后使我们成为圣节啊。
So in verse four it says that he has chosen us in him so that we should be holy and without blame before
him. 啊，第七节说我们是得靠着宝血得救赎哦。
And verse seven it talks about us.Receiving redemption through His blood and for the forgiveness of sin.
所以我们是照着他这里所写的顺序在讲哦。
So we are taught according to the sequence.
哦，所以今天要成为耶稣基督的身体。
So today, in order to become the body of Christ,
第一步是你没有办法做什么的。
The first step is not something that you cannot do.
哦，因为你必须要靠耶稣基督的拣选。
Because we need to be chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，然后呢，你要靠他爱子的血洗礼得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
After that, we need to receive the redemption of His blood and the forgiveness of sin.
啊，第三，你要能够努力追求成为圣洁啊。
Third, we have to pursue holy.And without blame.
所以圣经里面告诉我们啊。
So the Bible tells us.
他说啊，我们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
We need to be holy because God is holy.
好，我们来看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书哦。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章。
First Thessalonians chapter four.
的第七节。
Verse seven.For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness.
好，所以在这里讲说啊，第七节说，神召我们不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。好，所以啊，圣洁是信徒信主之后的要求。
So to be holy is a requirement after we believe in the Lord Jesus
Christ. 所以我们有讲说啊，我们之前上课讲到雅各书的时候哈。
So just now when we are studying, we talk about the book of James.
啊，那个梁传道有讲到信仰哈，你的信心跟行为的关系。
Preacher Leon talk about our faith and our faith with our conduct.
那有些人就会讲说啊，我是靠恩典得救，我又不是靠行为得救。
For some, they say that I'm saved because through faith, not by action.
那是的，你是蒙拣选，靠恩典得救。
It is a true statement that we are saved because we are chosen and we are chosen by grace.
啊，但是你必须要有信心，活出你有，你就要有行为，活出你的信心来啊。
But we need to have action to live out our faith.
啊，就像你说啊，我相信洗礼可以赦罪。
Just like when we say that we believe, baptism can have the efficacy of remission of sin.
啊，但是我就是不洗礼。
But I don't know how to get baptized.
啊，他说你的信心是假的啦。
Then your faith is false.
你既然相信洗礼可以赦去你的罪
，Since you believe that baptism can have the remission of sin,
那你为什么坚持你绝对不洗礼呢
？Then why do you enforce and say that you do not want to get baptized?
啊，代表你之前的认识、之前的信心是一种虚谎，是一种空洞的啊。
So it means that what you believe in is only a deceit, is something that's empty.
所以你信，你就会去做嘛
，Because When you have belief, then you will do.
我相信洗礼可以赦罪，所以我行动接受洗礼。
I believe that the Lord, baptism can have the remission of sin, so I partake into baptism.
我相信主耶稣的要求，所以我努力成为圣洁，符合耶稣基督的形象。
I believe what the requirement of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is why I work hard to become holy and to have the image of Him.
哦，所以这里讲到说我们要成为圣洁啊。
So here it says that we have to be holy.
啊，接下来他说啊，我们要有盼望。我们来看啊。
Next, he says we should have hope.
我们看回来以弗所书第一章十二节啊。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 12. That we who first trust in Christ should be to the praise of His glory.
啊，十二节这里说叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞哦，所以以弗所书告诉我们说，你要被称为教会是有要求的。
So here it says that when you want to be called to be the church of God, there is a certain criteria.
必须要拣选
，you have to be chosen.
必须要赦罪
，we must have the redemption of the sin.
努力成为圣洁
and strive to become holy.
还有生活当中要有盼望啊。
So in our life, we need to have hope.
啊，这个基督徒如果人生没有盼望哦
，as a Christian, if you do not have any hope,
圣经里面讲说，如果今天你信主信了一辈子
，so if you have believed in Christ for our whole life,
说只在 今生有指望、哦、
And if you only have hope in this life,
圣经说你比众人都可怜啊。
And the Bible says that you are the most pitiable person.、
啊、真的啊，如果你今天努力信主了一辈子，只是希望啊，身体健康、事业顺利、家庭和乐，还有什么？银行存款多一点啊，每次都是这样，钱多一点啊。
So if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ just to have the worldly gain such as to have harmonious in our family, to have so much money in our bank.
如果说你今天信主信了一辈子的，永远你的目光只有这些而已啊。
If you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ but your goal is only these worldly matters.
其实我们根本没有碰到信仰的本质啊。
Then we have not touched into the very nature of our faith.
我们根本没有看到信仰追求的价值在哪里。
We have not seen the value of pursuing after this faith.
说这样子的人啊，比那个什么？他说这样子的人啊，比众人都要可怜啊。
And the Bible says, if you are such a person, then you are the most pitiable person in the world.
哦，所以啊，我们今天信仰的方那个目光要很正确哦。
So today in our faith, we have to be very certain in of our goal.
他说你要有盼望，要往上看啊。
If we want to have hope, we have to look forward to the heaven.
如果今天你是一个有盼望的人
，If you are a person of hope,
那你今天呢、啊，人世间怎么改变
？So we have to see how we can change in our life.
今天呢、啊，你如果有盼望哈、
哦、，Today if you are hope,
不管你的环境怎么改变
，Regardless how the circumstances change,
你都不会动摇啊。
Then we will not be shaken in our faith.
因为你看的不是世界上这些事情啊。
Because we do not see the things of the world.
啊，所以保罗说哈、
哦、，So the Paul said,
保罗啊，说我看到将来要给我预备那丰厚无比永远的荣耀啊
！Paul said that I have seen the eternal glory that is going to be given restored to me.
他说啊，世界上的苦楚叫做自战自清的苦楚啊。The momentarily, light and momentarily.
So he says that all the things of the world is just but momentarily.
你看保罗受什么苦哦
？So we can see all the suffering of Paul.
被打、被追、被石头丢、船沉到海里啊。
So he was whipped, he was stoned, and the ship that he sailed sank.
啊，其实啊，保罗算一个是非常。在现在来看是非常倒霉的人啊。
So if we look at Paul, he is actually a very unlucky person.
坐船船就沉下去啊。
So the ship that he sailed sank.
啊，就好像我们今天跟你说啊，谁今天啊坐飞机，飞机就掉下去一样啊。
Just like when I say someone take a plane and the plane just fall out from the sky.
哇，这样的衰人啊，谁要跟他一起旅行啊
？So who want to go to tour with this unlucky person.
哦，所以啊，今天啊，保罗的人生啊，在我们来看是很悲哀的。
So if we look at the life of Paul, he is from the sight of man, it is a pitiable one.
一无所有啊。
He has nothing.
啊，原本的荣耀、尊贵、财富、势力，全部没有啦。
So he lost all his status, his wealth, and his power.
活得好像世界上不配有的人一样啊。
He lived like a person who is not worthy of the world.
但是他说这叫自战自清的苦楚哦。
But he said that all this suffering are but momentarily.
为什么自战自清
？Why is it that it is a momentarily suffering?
这是比较的问题啊。
It is a comparison.
他说比较我看到天上的奖赏。
So he compared with the rewards in heaven.
啊，世界上这些啊，冲突啊，受苦啊，都是小事情啊。
So all this difficulty that he meets in this world is just a very short.
啊，但是如果今天你没有盼望在天上哦
，If today we do not have any hope in heaven,
人世间每件事情都是大事。
Then everything in this world in our life is a big matter.
是不是这样子？
Is it also?
一个人如果今天盼望没有在天上哦
，If our hope is not in heaven,
教会里面两个人吵架大事情。
So if there is a contention between two brethren in church, it is a big matter.
今天你如果盼望没有在天上啊
，If your hope is not in heaven,
来聚会少赚100块钱大事情。
If you come to church and attend service and you lose out $100, it is a big matter.
今天如果你盼望没有在天上啊
，If your hope is not in heaven,
传道讲了一句你不喜欢的话，大事情。
If the preacher has spoken something that is not you do not like it, it is a big matter.
啊，有一次啊，我去看一个很久不来教会的信徒啊。
So once I visited a brethren who has not come to church for a long time.
问他说为什么都不来教会，十几年都不来教会啊
？So I asked him why is it that you have not come to church for decades?
本来不讲啊。
At first he's not willing to disclose.
啊，我是很好奇啊，我就一直问啊。
So but I'm very curious, so I continue to ask him.
他说因为啊，很多年以前哦。
He said because years ago.
我跟那个谁谁谁打招呼，他居然没有跟我说 hi。
So I actually greeted a person, but the person did not reciprocate.
是不是瞧不起我啊？
Is he looking down on me?
啊，所以他就不来教会了。
Henceforth, he stopped coming to church.
我跟你讲哦，你不要觉得他很傻、啊。
So in actuality, I tell you, he is Do not think that he is very foolish.
如果你看不到天上的盼望，你也会做一样的事情。
If you have not seen the hope in heaven, you will do likewise.
好，所以我们今天盼望要放在天上啊。
So today we have to place our hope in heaven.
你看到天上为你的奖赏，人世间的事情都是小事啊。
If you have seen the rewards in heaven, everything on this world will be will regard it as not important.
那我在查经的时候，有跟一组分享过哦。
So when we are having a Bible study, I shared with one of the Bible
study. 他说啊，我们有一个很年轻的传道哦。现在是长老了，很年轻就做传道了。
So we talk about a preacher who become a preacher at a very young age. He is now an elder.
大家都应该很多人认识啊，叫陈恒道长老。
So most of you know him. He is elder 陈恒道。
他的本名叫陈植，他年轻啊，本名叫陈植。
So his name is called 陈植。
他很年轻就出来做传道了。
So since a young age he came out and become a preacher.
但是可能因为年纪轻哦。
Because he was a young preacher.
所以做很多，人家也嫌得很多哦。
Because he has done many work, but his work is also despised by many.
大家的建议很多了哈。
And people give him a lot of suggestions.
所以啊，有时候做得很闷呐。
Sometimes when he do holy work, he feel very frustrated.
所以后来他就不想做传道了。
So later on he do not want to be a preacher anymore.
他说做传道还要被人家骂。
He said that being a preacher, we have to be rebuked by others.
做得要死要活，别人意见这么多。
So he said that I have done so much and put forth so much effort, but people still continue to despise my work.
他想说不要做，那不要做吧。
So he wanted to quit.
结果后来他看到一个异象啊。
But he saw a vision.
他被带到天上去，天使把他带到天上去。
He was brought into heaven by an angel.
看到啊，哇，那个天国啊，很美啊，很漂亮啊。
And he saw that the kingdom of heaven is so beautiful.
黄金街碧玉城啊，哇，那个花还会唱歌啊。
He saw that the ground, he saw that the wall is made of jade and the street is made of gold and even the flower sings.
结果天使就带他到一个很大很大很漂亮的房子前面了。
So the angel brought him to a very grand looking house.
哇，这个这么漂亮的房子。
Oh, this is such a grand mansion.
天使就指给他看啊。
So the angel pointed it to him.
门口上面写一个陈植啊。
So and on the door there's a name 陈植。
就是他的家。
This is his house.
天使说这是你家。
The angel said, "This is your house."
余额给你的。
This we have this reserved for you.
所以从这个意象以后啊。
Henceforth after this vision.
想开啦。想通啦，想通啦。
He's able to he had a breakthrough.
我有一个漂亮的天家为我预备啊。
I have a beautiful mansion prepared for me.
突然发觉啊，人世间的啊批评、意见、攻击啊，都是小事啦。
He suddenly find that all the rebukes and despise of men is but a small matter.
人看不到天上啊，只会看地上哦。
If a person do not see the hope in heaven, only look at the things of the
world. 人看到天上啊，地上事都是小事啦。
But once you see the hope in heaven, everything in this world is a small matter.
所以我们今天要活出一个有盼望的人生啊。
So today we have to live a life of hope.
那问一下哦，那个，请问一下，方舟有没有窗户啊
？So I would like to ask, is there window in the walls up?
我问过的那一组不可以回答哦。So, 方舟有没有窗户
？So is there window in the walls up?
有哈，方舟有窗户哦。
Yes, there is.
方舟窗户在哪里？在上面，
so,
方舟只有一个窗户哦。
So there is a window in the Noah's Ark, and the window is located at the top of the Ark.
第二个问题啊、
哦。The second question.
请问方舟的长宽高是多少
？So what is the length, breadth, and width of the Noah's Ark？
不知道了哈、哦，不知道了哈、哦。这个是神学院入学考题哦。
So this is actually a question for you to answer before you enter to become a TTB student.
是因为那个方舟只有一个窗户啊。
So the Noah's Ark has only one window.
为什么不在旁边开窗户
？Why is it that the windows is not open by the side？
你如果看旁边开窗户，你看到什么
？If you open windows by the side of the ark, what do you see？
看到水
，You can see the waves。
看到人的无助
，You see the helplessness of man。
看到挣扎
，You see the conflict。
看到人的痛苦
，You see the suffering of man。
所以如果你一直往外看，你是绝望的。
So if you look outside from the side of the ark andyou will be hopeless.
所以神说不要看旁边了，不要看外面了。
So God said, do not have windows by the side of the ark.
你害怕吗
？Are you afraid?
外面下大雨，好可怕吗
？So, it's raining outside. Do you not feel afraid?
没关系啊，往上看就好了。
It's fine, just look up.
所以人生必须要有盼望。
So for men, we need to have hope.
只有有盼望，才有被资格称为教会。
Only you have hope, then you are qualified to be called the body of Christ.
所以你今天呐、啊，今天的你哦。
So today.
你可以活出一个世人觉得没有什么了不起的人生。
We can live a life that that's deemed worthless in the eyes of man.
一辈子没有什么大成就。
So in our whole life we do not have we do not gain anything.
也没有什么名气。
And we do not have any status.
也没有人什么人纪念你。
And nobody remember us.
好像这样很随随意意就过了一生啊。
It seems that we just pass this life very haphazardly.
但是没有关系啊。
But it is fine.
因为你有盼望在天上啊。
Because we have hope in heaven.
而今世没什么。
And in this life, you have nothing.
好像就是一个很普通的人啊，信徒啊，聚会啊，祷告啊，乖乖啊。
We are just like a common man. We come to church, we listen to the sermon, and we pray.
啊，但是你离开的时候，天使接你走啊。
But as soon as we depart from this world, the angel will bring us back.
这不就够了吗
？Isn't this enough?
所以人活着一定要有盼望。
So as men, when we live, we need to have this hope.
如果你有盼望
，Once we have this hope,
真的人世间有多有少，真的都是小事。
Then it doesn't matter how much we gain or lose in this world.
神给你富足，神让你贫穷，那又如何
？So if God were to give you wealth or granted you poverty, it doesn't matter.
神给你健康，神让你身体比较不好，那也没关系。
So if God give you a good health or you're sick all the time, it doesn't matter.
神有回应你的祷告，神在耐心的操练你，那也都可以。
So whether God has answered your prayer or God's continued to give you trial, it is fine.
反正几十年都要走的嘛。
Because men will die in just a few decades.
都要走啊，反正呢过，反正你跟我，我们都要走的嘛。
We all know that one day we will die.
啊，只是走了要去哪里，那个比较重要啦。
But what is most important is that after we die, where do we go?
所以要有盼望。
So we need to have this hope.
啊，接下来说啊，我们来看回来哈，我们看第十三节啊。
Let's read verse 13.
以弗所书的第一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节说，你们既听了真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。十四节
14.
而这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。在这里说到啊，要能够被称为教会的第五个要求。
So here it tells us a fifth criteria to be called, The fifth criteria to be a church of God.
就是这个教会当中要有圣灵的印记在里面啊。
That means this church must have must be sealed with the Holy Spirit.
所以啊，我们今天啊，在这个神的家，在神的殿中哦。
So today when we are in the house of God,
我们要成为神的身体，神的教会。
We have to be part of the body of Christ, and we have to be the church of Christ.
蒙拣选，得赦罪，成圣洁，有盼望，还要受圣灵啊。
So after we have been chosen, we need to have the redemption of sin, and we need to be holy and without blame before Him, and we need to have hope. Finally, we need to be sealed with the Holy Spirit.
啊，在这里告诉我们说，我们是先听见真理的道。
So we first heard the word of truth.
然后就是叫我们得救的福音哦。
This is the gospel of our salvation.
你先学道理。
We have to learn the truth.
然后你要信基督。
And believe in Christ.
你就会受圣灵啊。
Then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以啊，我们在追求，我们有些弟兄姐妹还在求圣灵哦。
So there are some brothers and sisters are still pursuing after the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说要怎么求圣灵。
So it tells us how do we pursue after the Holy Spirit.
他说第一，你要听真理的道。
First, we have to listen to the word of truth.
常常读圣经，常常聚会啊。
We have to constantly read the Bible and constantly attend service.
使你心中被神的道理所充满。
So that our heart is being filled with the words of God.
有时候你啊，在那里祷告，你不知道求什么的时候哦。
A lot of time when we are praying, we do not know what do we pray for.
心中念经节啊，念你背下来的圣句啊。
Then in our heart we just recite the memory verses.
然后心中思想主耶稣的作为啊
，and in our heart we continue to ponder over the works of God.
主所应许的必然成就啊
，because whatever God has promised, it will come to pass.
因为这里说你要信基督啊
，here it says that we have to believe in God.
信基督跟认识基督是不一样的事情哦。
So knowing Christ and trusting in Christ is different.
认识基督啊，世界上啊几十亿人都认识基督啊
，there are billions of people in the world that know who Christ is.
认识他不代表你相信他啊、哦。
To know Christ doesn't mean that we believe in Christ.
哦，所以我们要求圣灵，第一，你要常常听神的道哦。
So to receive the Holy Spirit, first criteria is to receive the word.
把这件事情放在心中，神主耶稣说，圣灵要给我，圣灵要给我啊。
So we have to put this word of truth in our heart that God will give us the promised Holy Spirit.
第二说，你要信他，信基督啊。
Secondly, we have to believe in Him.
你信什么？
What do you believe in?
信我的主所说的话必定成就啊。
We believe in the words of God that will come to pass.
我只要不放弃。
If we are not willing,
从来不灰心。
If we persevere and not disappointed,
时候到了就是我的啦。
When the time is right, it will be granted to us.
所以啊，好像那个云哦， 好像那个天上的云啊在吸那个水一样啊。
So it is just like the clouds that is drawing water from the ocean.
他说啊，那个云满的水汽啊，雨就下来啦。
When the cloud has absorbed enough moisture, rain will be fall.
祷告付出努力到了神的时候，雨就下来啦。
If you continue to pray with persistence up to a time when the time is right, God will bestow us His Holy Spirit.
所以你要这里讲说你要信基督啊。
So here it says that we have to believe in Christ.
因为圣灵是应许的。
Because the Holy Spirit is a promise to us.
路加福音说圣灵给求的人啊。
In the book of Luke it says that Holy Spirit is granted to those who pray for it.
你求。
We pray for it.
你信心不动摇。
And our faith continue to be stable.
你相信你的天父绝对不会骗你。
We believe in the Heavenly Father will not lie to us.
时候到了就一定是你的。
When the time is right.It will be granted to us.
这个叫做信基督啊。
So this is what it means by believing in Christ.
说这样子的人就能够得圣灵做印记哦。
So such people will be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
啊，最后一个哦。
So the last one.
我们看以弗所书第一章第一节。
So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1.
这里说写信给以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督里有忠心的人呐。
To the saints who are in Ephesus.And faithful in Christ
Jesus. 所以到最后呢，你要能够被成为，你要能够成为教会。
So in order to become the church of Christ.
你要能够成为耶稣基督的身体。
To be part of the body of Christ.
最后一个，你一定要侍奉。
So the last criteria is that we have to serve.
好，所以啊，保罗告诉我们啊。
So Paul tells us.
说所求于管家的是什么呢
？So what is that?
Ask.
Well, what is to ask of the stewardship of God?
啊，说只有一个，就是叫他有忠心啊。
So that is one, that's one criteria. That is to become to be loyal.
不问你的才能。
It doesn't matter what your talent is.
不求你的恩赐。
It doesn't matter what your gift is.
只要你的忠心啊。
Just want your loyalty.
啊，所以啊，我们今天要成为神的教会，一定要有忠心。
So in order to become a body of Christ, we need to have this loyalty.
但是忠心是建立在侍奉之上啊。
This loyalty is built upon the stewardship.
如果没有侍奉，就不要谈忠心啊。
Without servitude, then we can forget about
loyalty. 没有参与圣工，就不用谈侍奉了。
If you do not participate in church work, then do not talk about loyalty.
所以一定是先有侍奉。
First, we need to have this servitude.
才有需要来谈忠不忠心嘛，对不对
？So after we serve God, then we talk about whether a person is loyal.
所以今天教会每一个人都要服事。
So in church, everybody should serve the Lord.
一个都不可以跑。
No one should escape from this.
你不要以为说我有聚会就够了。
Do not think that you only need to come to church.
来教会每个人都要侍奉神。
So everybody that come to church need to serve God.
每个人侍奉管道都是不一样的、啊。
Of course, everybody has his different means of serving the
Lord. 就像约书亚跑去前面打仗。
Just like Joshua goes in front of the battlefield to fight.
摩西说我上山为你祷告。
Moses said that I will go into the mountain and pray for you.
但是教会里面两种人都需要啊。
But in church, these two type of people are required.
所以我们今天看看自己啊。
So today we may look upon ourselves.
我今天在教会里是怎么侍奉神的
？So in the church, how do I serve the Lord?
因为一定要侍奉。
Because we need to serve.
啊，但是你如果说我今天年纪很大了、啊、
，But today if you say that, oh, I'm advanced in age,
你可以常为教会祷告啊。
You can continue to intercede for church.
因为这是最重要而且最美的侍奉哦。
Because this is one of the most important and it is a beautiful service.
啊，在多米尼加哦。
In Dominican.
有一个老弟兄。
There is an old brother.
他每次安息日很早很早，在八点多就来教会了。
So every Sabbath day he will come very early to church at about
8. 他家离教会两个小时哦。
His house is about 2 hours. It's a 2 hour journey from church.
八点八点半呢、啊、就来教会了，来做什么
？By 8 or 8:30 he'll be in church.
擦桌子椅子。
He will come to church to wipe down the tables and
the desk. 他说我就是年我的年纪就是只能做这些啊。
He said that I'm advanced in age, so this is what I can do.
啊，反正我都很早起，他五点多就起床啦。
So he wake up at 5 in the morning.
啊，早点来啊，帮忙教会擦擦这个抹抹那个啊。
So he will come to church to help clean up some of the things in church.
一定有我们可以做的事情。
There are something that we can serve in the church.
神要的不多，真的不多。
So what God requires of us is not much.
如果你是那个领一千的哈、
哦、，If you are the servant that receive only one talent.
神只要你多一点点而已啊。
So God only requires a little bit more from you.
如果今天领一千的人
，So today if you are the person who receive a talent，
拿了一千一回来哈、
哦、，If you take if you return back with 1.1 talent，
神对他的称赞应该比那个2000跟5000的还要多。
So God will give him more praises than compared to those who have two talents.
因为他是做了超过他可以的。
Because he has done something that surpasses what he can do.
所以不要忘记哦。
So do not forget.
我们今天参与圣工。
Today when we serve.
神看的是比例 percentage.
So God look at the percentage.
你两千赚两千是100%。
So when you have two talent and you earn two talent, you have gained 100%.
你一千的拿一千一叫做 110 啊。
So if you have
你如果一千的赚一千一回来。
Oh, if you have received one talent, but you have gained 1.1 talent, then you have gained 110%.
神要的不多。
So God did not require much of us.
只要我们有忠心。
But he want loyalty from us.
就能够有资格。
Then we are worthy.
成为神的教会。
To become his church.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel and pray.